Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
We'll come back into the modern world and the 21st century, and Twitter is looking a bit different this week as the blue ticks, which indicated verified accounts, have started disappearing in Elon Musk's new plan. So, like, for example, people like the Pope and Beyonce are no longer verified on Twitter. I'm joined now by Alexandra Ryan, founder of Goss.ie. Good afternoon, Alexandra. Now, there is a bit of breaking news on this today, but we'll come back to that. Yeah. Would you just explain to people who don't know what a blue tick was?
So basically, a blue tick originally was a verification badge on Twitter. That's initially what it was. So it really was in terms of, first of all, I think people might forget that when Twitter first started, it was created as a platform for celebrities to basically join. So the original idea behind it was, you love your celebrities, let's go follow them. So initially, that's what Twitter was. So because there were so many high profile people on there, Ashton Kutcher, I think, was one of the first people ever, the verification badge came in quite quickly in terms of, yes, this person is real, because there was a worry that people would be DMing people, tweeting people that weren't the real deal. Statements were getting shared from people. It was really important that we knew who the people were. The verification then kind of went on to journalists then and to media organisations as well as personalities. And that was the next part that was very important, especially over the last couple of years, wars, attacks, things like that that have happened. People started to get a bit concerned. How are we going to know that this news is real? So that was another reason. So at the end of the day, you saw a blue tick and you knew the person that was sending those tweets was real. They were verified. They do work for that publication or company or whatever. And over the years since then, loads of companies have incorporated this blue tick. So it's on dating apps now, it's on Instagram, it's on Facebook, it's on Snapchat. So kind of the younger generation, whenever they see a blue tick, they think this person is trustworthy. So that's what it was from the beginning. So how it's changing now is getting quite dangerous, in my opinion.
Okay, so now you can buy your blue tick, essentially.
Yeah. Okay. So like you just said, there are some huge people have lost their ticks. And I know some people today have got them back if they're over a million users. But for example, like some of the biggest celebrities in the world have lost them. So someone tomorrow, all you need at the moment from what I can see to sign up is you have to have, well, money in your account, because you have to pay €11 a month, or it's €110 a year or something like that, €114. All you have to do is verify your phone number. So I know from, for example, on Instagram, it's a really hard process to get verified. A lot of people still aren't. And on Twitter, I got verified automatically. So a lot of journalists would have back in the day, because there's HQs all over the world. So people in Twitter Dublin would have known who RTE is, who Brendan O'Connor is. Okay. That's how a lot of people got verified at the beginning. And then if you tried to get verified and you weren't known, it was actually a really difficult process. And most people didn't get verified. It took months. You have to have paperwork, passports. Some people have to send in birth certificates. That's all gone.
Have you lost your blue tick now?
My blue tick is gone. Yeah. And I won't be paying for it though.
Has anyone bought it?
Well, so in the last 24 hours since the legacy ticks are basically the people who would have had them years ago, like myself. Since they got removed, only 28 people have signed up for Twitter Blue. So just to give you some numbers, 410,000 people across the world had the verified badge at the beginning. In the last year, 20,000 of them moved to the subscription service. But it was only this week that people actually got cut off and only 28 people signed up. So it's kind of trending on Twitter now for the wrong reasons. People are thinking it's very uncool to pay for it. But Elon, he is clever in the way he's done it. So he initially said that the Twitter system was like a hierarchy of lords and peasants, and he wanted to even it out, which is very redundant given you still have to have money to get the blue tick. So fair enough, he wants everyone to be a VIP, but you still have to have the cash there. But one of the clever things he's done, which I hate, is that businesses have to pay €1,000 a month to use his ads service. So I would use the ad service on the goss.ie Twitter all the time. I'm not signing up to €1,000 a month. I don't want to, but it is making me think, how are we going to get around this? So when he bought Twitter for $410 billion, I think it was, Twitter was losing $4 million a day. So it's his job to get it back up there. I just think it's backfiring though. There's too many other social media platforms like Facebook, all of the Meta ones, they don't charge me to advertise and I get lots of money back from the advertising there. So why would I bother paying for it on Twitter?
Okay, so have people been going off Twitter since Elon Musk took over, and has it turned into an awful place and all that
kind
of
thing? It's just turned into like the Elon show. And it's a hard one because in some ways I actually like Elon Musk and I like what he's done and I like go-getter entrepreneurs that go out there, but he's just rubbing up everyone the wrong way. And I think that Lord and Peasant tweet has just so backfired as well. And I think you would have seen it in the news a couple of months ago, like there was a report that he had changed the algorithm to make sure his tweets were higher than Joe Biden. Biden's tweets for a few months, and he denied it. But like, if you go onto Twitter, it's his tweets that come up every day. He's the most followed person on Twitter right now. And then you have Barack Obama, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry and Rihanna, right? So they're the top five, let's say. But Elon is 1 million above Barack. So there's a lot of people wondering how that happened. So there's just a few questions about him there.
He can be a petty man in lots of ways. He has personally paid against their will, really, for some people to have blue ticks under this new system, hasn't he?
It's so funny. So Stephen King, obviously the very well-known author, he's actually always giving out about Elon. So I think he might have done this one on purpose because he's always been giving out about him. But he reinstated his blue tick. Elon's saying he's paying out of his own pocket. Now, when it's your own business and the ticks were free, I don't think he's paying any money. But he did it for him. He did it for NBA star LeBron James. And my favorite one, he did it for Star Trek's William Shatner. So he must be a Trekkie. I don't know. So he tweeted about it saying, I've only done it for them. I'm not doing it for other people. And then today people started to realise anyone over a million were getting to keep theirs. So I saw before.
Okay, so have people been getting blue ticks back this morning, or just their ticks aren't gone?
They're coming back. So some people got them removed. Now, there's reports saying that they were getting removed manually, but that would take months. So I doubt that's what happened. But Ryland Clark, for example, tweeted today, how is my blue tick back? Kim Kardashian's is there. Taylor Swift's is there. But it's just a weird thing.
Dara O'Brien has been
Dara O'Brien has his back. The most important name. Yeah. The funny thing is, though, I think Elon thought that this was going to be like, oh, I'm a part of the VIP club. I'm going to the Met Gala. This is the cool thing. But actually, celebrities coming up being like, oh, no, I didn't pay for this. Like, people don't want to be associated with him. So I don't know how it's going to pan out. I personally don't know anyone who's bought one. I know so many journalists in the industry that would want to be verified, but I really don't think they're going to pay for it either. So
is Twitter still going to be important in a year or two, or are people going to find somewhere else to go?
I don't know. Like, I personally think Twitter for me has been my favourite social media network for news. So I've always felt it was a really trusted place. If I can't verify people now, I'm going to get worried about it. Like, do you remember even during the pandemic, people would be tweeting all sorts of things. But if you saw a blue tick, you'd be like, right, okay, maybe that person is a doctor. Maybe that is a government official. So it does make me worry about it in terms of news. And then as a platform, I think people are going to shorter platforms anyway. But with the blue tick, one of the pros is that you can edit your tweets. You can put up longer tweets. But then there's a new platform called Substack that everyone's starting to write longer things on. So I don't know. I mean, Elon is a clever man most of the time, so he might turn this around. This could all be like a Ryanair level publicity stunt. I don't know, you know, charging to stand up and stuff like that.
Okay.
But we'll see. Personally, I can't see people going with this, and I don't think it's going to be cool.
Okay, Ali Ryan from Goss.ie, thank you. We'll check in again in a few months and see how things are turning out. We'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.